Hollywood is on the air. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Ken Carpenter bringing you a preview of the film that every radio listener is waiting for, Love Thy Neighbor, the movie starring radio's two battling comedians, Jack Benny and Fred Allen.
Love Thy Neighbor. You should have Allen for a neighbor.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the picture that stars Jack and Fred together, with Mary Martin heading the supporting cast, and Barry Teasdale, the Merrimax, Virginia Dale, and Jack's man of all work, Rochester, joining in the festivities. Love Thy Neighbor.
Love Thy Neighbor, yes, but love Benny, never.
It's a picture loaded with laughs and music, comedy and romance, not to mention a gang of the swellest-looking girls you've seen in years. That reminds me, Jack, where are the girls?
I'll find them right away. Oh, Joe, what happened to the girls?
I don't know. Hey, Eddie, where are the girls?
I don't know. Hey, Bill, where are the girls?
I don't know. Hey, Sam!
Never mind, let it go. I'll find them myself.
Yes, sir, it's more fun than any picture in years, and we're happy today to be able to bring you the stars of Love Thy Neighbor in person to show you what goes on the screen. And to start our show off, we bring you one of America's favorite entertainers, Fred Allen.
Thank you.
Fred, how'd you like working with Jack Benny in Love Thy Neighbor?
Frankly, Mr. Benny is an artistic faux pas. How people can laugh at that corn-fed clown is beyond me, sir. His idea of humor is giving his grandmother a hot foot and then hiding the fire extinguisher. He's as funny as a leak in an oxygen tent, and that's only a synopsis.
My word, suppose he heard you say that.
He's lower than a snail's outlook, and if I ever get my hands on him, I'll beat him incognito. I'll tear him...
What, Alan?
You heard me.
Yes, I heard you. And you better close that slow leak.
Shh, Jack, Fred, we're on the air.
You better close that slow leak under your nose before I vulcanize it.
Put your hands up, Benny. I'll put so many lumps on you, you'll think you've got a skin full of tea bag.
Oh, yes? If I ever hit you on the nose, the world will finally know what you're using for blood.
Come in.
I was told I would find Jack Benny here.
Hello.
This is a break. It's Mary Martin, ladies and gentlemen, and Mary, you came just in the nick of time. Jack and Fred were just about to lace into each other. I think maybe if you got in there and danced or sang or something, it might relieve the tension.
You do sing and dance, don't you?
Oh, she sure does, Jack. And if she'll do a song for us right now, maybe you and Fred will get a chance to cool off.
Well, then what are we waiting for?
How about it, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to have the Mary Mac step up to the microphone to assist her.
Calm is the night, the wind is asleep, a drowsy old moon mopes above. Suddenly comes a jolt, crash goes a thunderbolt, isn't that just like love? Straight is your path, and firm is your step, and then at the drop of a glove. Where is South, which is North? That is July the 4th. Isn't that just like love? Isn't it odd to walk up to a dream and say, don't I know you? Isn't it weird to hear miracles talk and say, well, how do you do? Clear is your mind and strong is your will. A mountain is simple to show. Falls apart, boom, goes your apple cart. Isn't that just like love?
Calm as the night, the wind is asleep, a drowsy old moon mopes above. All at once rose as rain when there's a hurricane. Isn't that just like love? Straight is your path and firm is your step. And then at the drop of a glove, bridges burn, buildings fall, clang, there's a riot ball. Isn't that just like love? Isn't it odd to bump into a cloud and say, shake hands with fate, shake hands with fate. Isn't it strange to make friends with a haze and hear, tomorrow at eight, tomorrow at eight, tomorrow
Isn't That Just Like Love, sung by Mary Martin, with vocal encores by the Merrimacks. And now we present that well-known musician, that fiddler extraordinary, that road company Heifetz, Jack Benny. Jack, won't you play something for us?
Very well, I'll play if you insist. Of course, I'll have to borrow a fiddle from one of the boys in the orchestra.
Give him yours, Alonzo.
Turn that passe Peter Pan off.
Why, Fred.
Turn him off.
What's the matter, Fred?
This is no time to quibble, man. In just 1 second, Jack Benny will be playing Love and Bloom.
Well, don't you like music?
Music? You call that music? Brother, I have heard the raucous wail of the wildcat at bay. I have heard the eerie shriek of a ghost with its ectoplasm caught in a transom. I have heard a man with false teeth chewing slate pencils. And any one of those ear-defiling sonatas was closer to Love and Bloom than Benny is right now. Get me out of here.
Well, Rochester. Oh, Rochester.
You call me, boss?
That's some costume, Rochester.
Well, now, what in the world are you supposed to be?
I'm Romeo. I'm taking my favorite Juliet to a masquerade tonight.
Rochester, before you and Juliet step out, here's Teresa Harris, your girlfriend, in both Buck Benny Rides Again and Love Thy Neighbor. What do you say to you and Teresa singing your newest number, Dearest, Darest I?
Okay. Dearest, darest I, whisper prettily under thee. Thou art solid murder, what a kick thou givest me. When I'm sentimental, dost thou dig my jive? I feel gallant and gentle. Is it bad if I'm glad I'm alive? Dearest, dearest I, take thee tenderly in my arms, while I wax poetic on thy killer diller charm. Hark ye to my ticker, that's the reason why I fain would call a victor. Oh, dearest, dearest I.
My. Thou flyest high.
Thou tellest I.
Dearest, dearest I, dearest I, reply. Sir, you sabotage me with that thee and thou and thy. Shakespeare was a jive man, but where is he today? Why, heaven's sakes alive, man, I'll say as things he couldn't say. Dearest, dearest me,
hip, hip, hip,
up the middle aisle. Then forsooth and yakky sacky, we could still live in style.
Lord and lady snarling, prithee do drop by. And Stratford on the Harlem, oh dearest,
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 dearest I. Ah, very fine, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting on toward the end of our Love Thy Neighbor program now. But before we go, I want to bring our two stars to the microphone once more, because they've both promised me confidentially to give us their honest opinion on this picture. Now, first we have Fred Allen. Fred, what do you really think deep down in your heart about Love Thy Neighbor?
Love Thy Neighbor is gay, exciting, diverting, and entertaining, with the possible exception of the seconds or minutes that Mr. Benny is on the screen.
Oh, thank you, Fred. And now Jack Benny. Jack, have you anything to add to what Fred Allen has said?
Don't mind him, folks. The rest of us carry him along. And Love Thy Neighbor is really a very nice show.
Oh, I'm sure it is, Jack.
And oh, yes, I forgot to tell you. Mary Martin sings My Heart Belongs to Daddy in the picture. And I'm Daddy.
She sure does sing it, Jack. And she's going to show us right now just how she does it. The girl who made the song famous, the song that made the girl famous. Mary Martin singing My Heart Belongs to Daddy.
I used to fall in love with those boys who call themselves buddies. I used to trail young men at Yale and make them fail in their studies. But now I've come to care for such a sweet millionaire while tearing off a game of golf. I may make a play for the caddy, but when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine Finnan Hattie, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to daddy. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to daddy, and my daddy, he treats it so well. Though other dames at football games may long for a strong undergraddy, I never dream of playing the team, 'cause my heart belongs to daddy. Though I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to daddy, and my daddy, he treats it so well.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been enjoying a radio preview of the new comedy, Love Thy Neighbor, in which Jack Benny shares top billing with Fred Allen.
Top billing? That no-account nasal non-entity? Allen's in the picture for a small role, but it's not much. How could it be?
I don't know how, but that's what it says here. Fred, who would you say gets top billing, you or Jack Benny?
It is true that Benny wormed his way into Love Thy Neighbor, but let me assure you, no one is required to love neighbor Benny, as if anyone could.
Well, folks, that's the way it goes. But whatever Jack says and whatever Fred says, the two battling comedians of the airways do share starring honors in Love Thy Neighbor, and they've shared them on this radio preview of the picture. Also featured on this program from the cast of Love Thy Neighbor were Mary Martin, Rochester, Teresa Harris, and the Merrymans. For a continuation of the melody and fun, we refer you to your favorite theater. This is Ken Carpenter speaking. This program was produced in the Paramount Studio in Hollywood.